This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 690. Entitled, The Duty of Biconscious Masculists to Destroy Monoconscious Feminism for its Misandry and Birthrate Crash. Description. This flyer claims that it's not enough for biconscious masculists to bite the fucking heads off monoconscious feminists, but to go on an ideological crusade to destroy monoconscious feminism for two main reasons. Namely, to stop the misandry it generates, and far worse, to stop the indirect genocide of the planet caused by two-thirds of young men in the US refusing to even date young women due to these women being undateable, due to their being so poisoned by monoconscious feminism. This geo-genocide is so serious that biconscious masculists and biconscious feminists have a duty to wipe out monoconscious feminism, to rid the planet of the threat of humanlessness. Now the flyer itself. The duty of biconscious masculists to destroy monoconscious feminism for its misandry and birthrate crash. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. It's becoming increasingly clear in my mind that biconscious masculists need to actively wipe out monoconscious feminism due to the horrors that the latter has caused over the past decade or so. Before making suggestions on how biconscious masculists can do that, it's useful to understand just what horrors monoconscious feminists have committed, thus motivating biconscious masculists to launch a crusade against them, aiming to wipe them out, not physically of course, but by applying so much moral pressure on monoconscious feminism that it dies out. I see monoconscious feminists as having committed two major crimes. Namely, profound misandry, and as a consequence of that, an indirect genocide of the whole human race. It's the latter gender crime that is so horrific that such a biconscious masculist crusade becomes a necessity and a dire one. Feminists have been trashing men for decades, preaching their monoconscious message that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Since men do oppress women in various ways, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., the feminists do have a case, and millions of women have been made resentful towards men as a result, and feel fully justified with their misandrist attitudes. What feminism does not do is teach women how women oppress men. Such a notion of female oppression of males just does not appear on the feminist radar, to such a point that it looks as though women are hardwired to place the blame for their situation on men, and never, even partially, on themselves. This heavy cherry-picking by feminists of examples of gender crimes, always in one direction, by men against women, has brainwashed millions of young women so powerfully that in the US today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, in brackets, according to a Pew Research Center poll taken in 2022 that showed that 63% of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, close brackets. When asked why two-thirds of young US men don't even date young women, the general reply was that these young women are, quote, undateable. When asked why these women were undateable, these young men said, quote, because they had been so poisoned by feminism. men in general, and maskers in particular, are fed up with monoconscious feminist misandry, with being dumped on constantly by feminists for six decades at least since the creation of second wave feminism. Biconscious maskers, by definition, are very aware that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. The maskers, biconscious maskers, talk about the big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, which, if studied, do appear to be a lot more serious than men's oppression of women. The big three are women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape of men, and women's forced fathering. Anyone studying these three comes away with the impression, quote, yes, these are horrible gender crimes that women commit against men that should be punished, end quote. Maskers are abolitionists who see manslavery as literally a thousand times worse than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US slave period, and there are several billion manslaves in the world today who work for women for decades of their lives, and in millions of cases, these women do not bother to get career-competent educations to make themselves FIPs. As adults, in brackets, FIP equals F-I-P equals financially independent person. These manslaving women expect these men to work for them, thus manslaving them for decades. The core maskless idea is that it is a rebellion by men against being manslaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives. Maskless argue that it was men who gave women science-based medicine, so that women today have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so women now have a career window of half a century, so have a powerful moral duty to FIP up, so that they don't manslave a man for decades of his life. Maskers put enormous moral pressure on women to bother to get career competent educations at high school and college so that as adults they can be true FIPs and not parasite of the money and labour of a man. Since maskers are abolitionists, they see manslaving fluffies, in brackets, fluffy equals, a maskers term for a traditional woman who expects to manslave a man for decades, close brackets, as the enemy, to be hated and removed in the sense of putting such moral pressure on women to FIP up that fluffydom dies out, killed off by men absolutely refusing to go near a fluffy, thus forcing fluffies to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at. One father in four gets butchered in the feminist-controlled divorce courts that feminists took over in the 70s, bringing with them their unconscious traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. They made divorce so toxic for men that young men, seeing what happened to their fathers, uncles, older male friends, have decided at a rate of about 70% not to marry, not to have kids, because they refuse to face a one chance in four of being financially butchered in a fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court system in which they will lose custody of their kids with a 90% probability, lose their house to their ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it, lose half his wealth and stuff to her, be forced to make payments to his children whom he's barely allowed to see, perhaps two weekends a month, and if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, be forced to pay her alimony until he dies, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to FIP up and get a job, so she remains a parasite off his money for decades. Thus making her hated by the maskless, who aim to wipe out fluffydom. Another horrible gender crime that women commit against men is forced paternity. Women have the mara, that's maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, So women have the legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin their lives, but men have no para, paternity rejection right, which is the greatest of all gender discriminations in either direction. So millions of women force men into unwanted paternity, forcing a man to work for 2 decades to pay for a kid he never wanted in the first place, thus manslaving him for 2 decades. Maskers push for the legislation of the para, so that if a man rejects an unwanted pregnancy and fills in a government para form, then if the pregnant woman goes ahead with the pregnancy, then she becomes fully financially responsible for the costs of the kid. If the woman is a FIP, she can, which is one of the many reasons that maskers push so hard for the FIPping of women, since maskers see that the FIPping of women will solve many of men's gender issues. For example, it would remove man's slavery. The divorce courts could be based on financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that divorcing fathers do not get butchered in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts. Maskers also want the legislation of the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his, but she knows it's not, close brackets. A legislated OPTAB would scare a lot of women not to commit paternity fraud if they knew that they could get a 15-year jail sentence for a gender crime considered more morally reprehensible than rape, which typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Maskers push for the creation of GECs, G-E-Cs, that's Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments. That would consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, whose job it would be to ensure that the gender issues of both sexes are treated equally, which is far from being the case today in our current monoconscious genocracy, in gender political terms. So bioconscious maskers see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and bite their fucking heads off when they come across them. This strong antagonism by bioconscious maskless towards monoconscious feminists is not enough, I feel, which is the main theme of this flyer. What I'm coming around increasingly to thinking is that maskers need to actively, consciously, deliberately aim to destroy monoconscious feminism due to the awful gender crimes that monoconscious feminists commit, namely the 2 big ones mentioned above, of misandry and indirectly of genocide, due to their causing 2/3 of young men to not even date young women, thus crashing the birth rate and, in time, wiping out humanity. This is an extremely serious accusation by the bioconscious maskless against monoconscious feminists. So, how can bioconscious maskless destroy monoconscious feminism? Question mark. There are lots of ways. The biggest initial one is to educate society, the planet, into bioconscious thinking by spreading maskless ideas widely, so that everyone is familiar with the main ideas, for example, by learning the big 3 ways that women oppress men, and that feminism is indirectly wiping out humanity due to young men refusing to even date young women, due to women being undateable, due to young women being so poisoned by feminism. In the next few years, starting probably on campuses, there will be millions of verbally violent, ideologically hateful confrontations between bioconscious maskless and monoconscious feminists. In time, as a result, most women will be converted to bioconsciousness, learning how women oppress men far worse, and having their monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by their female maskless anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Once most women have been made bioconscious on campus, these bioconscious maskless ideas will spread to the journalists, so that maskless ideas go mainstream, so that the millions, the billions, become exposed to maskless ideas, to bioconscious gender politics. As bioconsciousness spreads, it'll be easier to establish the GECs in the parliaments so that the gender laws are made men fair, so that man's slavery dies out, so the divorce courts are reformed, so that forced fathering is wiped out, etc. Society needs to be made conscious that monoconscious feminism is now seen to be genocidal, in fact, geogenocidal, because it is wiping out the whole population of the earth. This is so serious that biconscious masculists and biconscious feminists as well need to actively, deliberately aim to wipe out monoconscious feminism so that young women stop being, quote, misandrist, male-dumping, femi-Nazi cunts and learn to be a lot nicer to men due to their knowledge of masculist ideas, making them biconscious feminists so that young men are more prepared to date them again. With the men faring of the gender laws brought about by the GECs, young men will be more prepared to be fathers again, since they will not be butchered by the current fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. There needs to be a major consciousness raising in society so that monoconscious feminism is seen as a cancer, killing off the planet by causing young men, two-thirds of them in the US, to refuse to even date young women, which is the major cause why the birth rate is now well below replacement rate, so that inevitably, if the birth rate remains this low, we wipe ourselves out. So if you are a biconscious masculist or a biconscious feminist, then I consider it to be your civic and gender political duty to contribute towards the destruction of monoconscious feminism. You can help educate your friends and acquaintances into biconscious gender politics by spreading masculist ideas. You can push the journalists in your social circle to write articles about masculist ideas. You can push for the establishment of the GECs in your country. You can write internet articles like this one, so that in time nearly everyone is biconscious who sees